Blog Talk Radio.
Panda. I got broads in Atlanta. Bitches don't be in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Getting no licks in the van. Legacy, family. Man, see, look like a panda. Going out like a Montana. Money killers on the helmet. Legacy, family. Man, see, family. Pockets full, Danny. Selling ball, candy. Man, I'm the macho like Randy. The chopper go out to for granted. This nigga bullet, you fanny. Pookie killers on the family. I got broads in Atlanta. Switched to a day in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the van. Legacy, family. Fancy, look like a panda. Going out like a Montana. Money killers on the hand. Legacy, family. Fancy, family. Package full, Danny. Selling ball, candy. Man, I'm the macho like Randy. The chopper go out to for granted. This nigga bullet, you fanny. Pookie killers on the stand.
Hey!
Panda. I get broads in Atlanta. Twisted up in the shit, sipping Fanta. Credit cards in the scammer. Wake up beside the shit, let it down. Over to Lady shit. They be asking rats, I know we clapping shit. I be pulling this stuff in the finest shit. I got plenty of stuff with Bugatti, but look how I try this shit. Legacy, Fanta. Why is he killing no camera? Pop a perk, I got Sonic Gorilla. They come and kill you with bananas. Killers, I feel it, pull up in the Fanta. No niggas, they come and kill you on the camera. Only his hands are bigger than the Fanta. Go out to for Grammy, but pull of your Fanta. Pull up, I'ma flip it. I got bitches pull up and they get it. I got niggas that count for digits. Say you make you a lot of the money. No killers pull up in the inner baby. CCDD pull up in the killer baby. Call a filler, feel like gon' fill it, baby. Niggas up in the baby, gon' drill it, baby. Fuck, we gon' kill it, but get it. I got broads, yeah, I get it. I got cards, yeah, I shit it. It's how I live. Did it all for a ticket. I play the balls when you spin it. The Bobby's spinning. Chat the dawn, doing business. In the break, fucking up shit. She doing the feeling. I be getting to the chicken, count to the chicken. And all of my niggas are spinning. Panda. I got broads in Atlanta. Twisted up in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the van. Legacy, family. Way and see, look like a panda. Going out like a Montana. Money killers on the helmet. Legacy, family. Way and see, panda. Package full, Danny. Selling ball, candy. Man, I'm the macho like Randy. The chopper go out for granted. This nigga pull up your fanny. Movie killers on the stand. I got broads in Atlanta. Switched to Dodie in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the van. Legacy, family. Why is he look like a panda? Going out like a Montana. Money killers on the hand. Legacy, family. Why is he panda? Package full, Danny. Selling ball, candy. Man, I'm the macho like Randy. The chopper go out for granted. This nigga pull up your fanny. Movie killers on the stand.
I got bras in Atlanta. I don't know what he said. I don't know what he said. I don't know what he said. No, I'm just kidding. Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to another edition of His and Hers Friday with your host, Boots. Doing my lovely co-host, Free, how are you? I'm sorry for that tangent.
What's up?
What's going on?
A whole lot, and it's all good. Ain't got no complaints over here.
Yeah, true that. Everything. A lot of stuff happened this week. You know what I'm saying? The world's crazy. Football season's back. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, for, you know, I want to do something new. We're gonna have a special guest host. It's one of my close friends. I'm gonna bring him on and let him stay on the show with us. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he can give us a third opinion, you know. Let's go. Sir, you are on the air.
Hello.
Come on in.
Oh, see, now he got to say hello. Right. What's going on, brother?
Too much. What's up? I'm back. I had so much fun the last time I talked to y'all. I had to come back and talk some more trash, so.
Oh, okay.
It's true.
Well,
welcome back.
How have you been, sir?
How have you been?
Huh?
How have you been, sir? How's life been treating you?
Life's been good, man. Everything's good. I could complain, but I'll try not to. I'll take up all y'all damn airtime, so you might as well keep it moving.
True that. First, you guys, I want to talk about just two things I got from the most recent MTV Music Awards, which was, I guess everybody's talking about Alicia Keys, first of all. Free, you can spend on it more. I don't really know because, you know, I try to stay out of that shit. But, Free, what's going on with Alicia Keys?
What's going on with Alicia Keys is that she has started her own personal no makeup movement.
All right, and why is that so?
So prevalent? Well,
yeah.
Because it seems that women are faced with this unrealistic standard of beauty, and a lot of times people look to celebrities and people of that nature as to set the bar for what beauty is, the standard. And I mean, nobody's really natural anymore. You know, you really don't see anybody out without their face painted. And Alicia Keys is done with that. She's breaking away from the social norm, and she's being makeup free. And for some reason, women of America have taken it as a personal attack against them.
Really?
Like, she has gotten a lot of backlash to the point of even where her husband had to get on social media and in her defense. You know? It's her
Do you feel like she's getting backlash because people feel that she's attacking them for wearing makeup, or people just want to be mad at something?
Right.
Well, I think part of it is she looks good without makeup. I think part of that is a little bit of jealousy that she actually looks good without makeup. I'm not a big fan of makeup anyway, but I think part of it is some women are kind of hating on her, that she can actually pull it off.
I agree. I definitely agree, you know, because, like, I've seen so many, like, transformations before and after pics, and it looks like two totally different people.
Of course.
You know, so it's a challenge now to be like makeup free, and I think a lot of women are upset because they feel like they can't be without makeup.
What if a woman has like a dick birthmark on her cheek,
or a mole,
a dick shaped birthmark?
You said a <old.
laughs> a dick shaped birthmark. Like, what do you like?
Look, okay. I understand that sometimes, you know, people may feel like makeup is necessary because they want to cover the birthmark on their face, or maybe because they sustained some type of like burn or something. You know what I mean? So I understand where people may feel like it's needed, but she's not anti makeup. She's just being makeup free.
I think people just want to be offended by anything. That's all I think.
I won't expand on it too much, but the gist of it is
people just want to be offended by everything in the world.
Well, it's sad that it's like I said, it's a lot of women that's doing it, and I'm gonna jump subjects here, but it goes back to that whole thing of women wanting men to accept them when they can't accept themselves. Like, yes, you have that birthmark or that burn, and yes, it may make you, you know, look slightly unattractive, but in the end, that's a part of you. That makeup's not always going to be a part of you. That birthmark, that burn or whatever, that's a story. That's a wound. That's a scar. Like, is that something you can build off of as opposed to, you know, that's just one of those things, like, you wake up one day and see a chick got her faces half burned. You can't get mad at a dude if he kind of pissed off about that.
Right.
Mm. I mean, ladies, if you're listening, I understand. I've fucking been to Mac, so that shit costs like $20, $25, $30. I understand. I ain't saying just throw your shit away, but you know what I'm saying? Maybe one day out of the week, just so go make them free. See how you feel.
I mean, it's good to let your pores breathe anyway. You know, you're wearing all this makeup all day long.
True. Some of y'all with your makeup, you dark skin, but for makeup on, you look light skin.
Too tall.
You whole way. How you was just light skin yesterday? How you dark skin today? Nah, like first date, fellas, take the first date. You take her to a water park.
Yeah.
Some of that stuff is waterproof. Now what?
I don't care how good that makeup is.
Yeah, step the game chlorine,
up. Listen, I don't care how strong it is. That chlorine will eat at everything. So you're going to see something
especially
from one to the other. Something going to look natural. Something not going to look natural. And her face ain't going to be. Look at her neck. Look at her neck. The neck is a true color. Oh. She's going to put makeup on her neck. Got to check the neck.
This nigga said her neck.
The neck knows.
You want to know what though? That's stuff that I would have to look at a chick's neck to sort of get an idea what I would be dealing with. That shouldn't be happening.
Exactly.
I'll ask a question. Are y'all anti makeup, or are you like, you don't mind it, or is like free as a woman? How do you feel about Alicia doing it? Like, I mean, I get how you express your opinion about people complaining, but you personally,
myself,
like, how do you,
I'm not against it, but I'm also not gonna be like, oh yeah, we're gonna make up. I don't understand makeup. Makeup is something there to let you accentuate your beauty that's already there. You know what I'm saying? It makes it more. Makeup never turns somebody ugly to beautiful. If you was ugly without makeup, you're going to be ugly with makeup. So I got a problem with makeup. I do have a problem with too much makeup, though.
All right, I got a question. Sorry. Are we talking, like, because to me personally, if a chick, like, yes, it's technically makeup, but if a chick has a little bit of eyeliner, some lipstick, I don't count that shit. A little bit of eyeshadow, I don't count that. When I see, like, these videos, though, on Facebook with the women doing a million different brushes and showing a bunch of different...
Oh, the contour.
The contour and the foundation. Like, to me, that's the makeup. Like, to me, a little bit of eyeliner and lipstick, that doesn't really count to me. Because I don't see, like, I the one thing I notice is that women that are in the makeup, they are into that shit. And I know that, and like, yeah, like, they're not just going to buy some lip liner and eyeliner. So, like, I really don't know if I can count that as makeup. Is there a difference, or am I bugging?
It's still
I mean, there's definitely too much makeup. There's definitely, you know, like, levels, you know what I mean? Because you can use minimal makeup just to enhance something. You know what I mean? Like, okay, I want to bring out my eyes, so I'm going to use this eyeshadow and eyeliner. You know what I mean? I'm not really, like you said, that really doesn't bother me. I really don't care about makeup and if she wears it or not. But when you're becoming a different person, it bothers me.
It's
you know what I mean?
It's
contouring is the devil. Like, I feel so bad for you guys out here because you gotta look for so much when you're in this little like dating pool. And
fellas,
yeah,
wear a white T-shirt every first date. Every first date, wear a white T-shirt. Give her a hug.
I've been anti makeup since 11th or 12th grade. I can't remember which one, but I was wearing a white polo at school. I gave a girl a hug. She was shorter than me. Makeup print right on my chest. Boom, right there.
Mm.
And like ever,
so give her a
and,
hug.
And mom,
you won't know.
Yeah.
Okay. And if your parents didn't wear it, or like me, my sister, she didn't really wear it. It's like one of those things that I kind of felt that women didn't need. Like, I get some women have acne and things like that, but in the end, if someone's going to accept you, they're going to accept you.
Right, right. I personally, I don't use it. I don't use it. The most I'm going to do is get my lip gloss popping. That's the most I'm going to do.
Ladies, do what you do. If you want makeup, go ahead, cool. But sometimes you don't need it, or sometimes you don't need as much as you think you need. Sometimes calm down on that shit. That's all I'm saying. Do what you do, though.
For sure.
But also trending from the VMAs, I think it was called, Teyana Taylor in that Fade video when she was in her thongs doing a crybaby on the ground. That is back in my head for like two weeks now.
Doing the crybaby.
Was that not the crybaby? Was it not the crybaby?
That was the crybaby. That was the crybaby. That was definitely the crybaby. But how the fuck? Excuse me. Sorry. How in the hell are people just finding out Teyana Taylor got a body?
Because she's been underrated. She's been underrated.
No.
But people have seen
this.
No.
This is what you don't understand. It's not that she has a body. Is that she had a baby recently, and she bounced back.
But she's not other women have done that, but Teyana Taylor, like, she was always one of those chicks that I only thought was bad. And people be like, yo, you bugging. She not on that. I'm like, tell you, something about her. But then, like, all of a sudden, like, everybody rolled my wave, and I'm like, yo, y'all got to fall back. I had her first.
I remember back when she was on My Super Sweet 16.
Yeah. Dumbass show.
Yeah. But it's just, okay, I just want people to really take into consideration that Teyana Taylor has always been a small, petite, fit girl. That's how she's been. Like, as long as I've seen her over the years, she's always been a small, petite girl. So, I mean, unless you're doing absolutely nothing with yourself after you have a baby, like, you should be able to get back to your prior weight before pregnancy. It really is about just doing the little simple things every day. So, and plus eating. Eating is like 80% of fitness. So if you're going to be sitting at home with your baby and eating bonbons and all that, you're not going to get that snapback. It's not going to happen. But if you put your baby in the stroller and maybe hit the block a couple times every day, you'll get back to your normal weight. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's a lot of pressure on women because it's like everybody's like, ooh, look at Teyana. But it's like Teyana already was starting in a good position. She was already, you know, dancing every day and, you know, doing what she needs to do. She's an entertainer. That's her job. She's supposed to be on her A game with her fitness and physical appearance. So I just don't want women beating themselves up because they don't have a Teyana Taylor body right now. Don't fall to the pressure.
Hell no. I mean, it's possible. I think I love how you added the whole don't fall to the pressure. And that, I mean, of course, like I said, jumping subject, that kind of goes back to the whole makeup thing where it's trying to get to a point where women put a ton of pressure on themselves for no reason.
Right, right.
And the thing is, you may not be small, you may be a big girl, but there are men out there who like big girls. There are men who like small. So no matter what you are, there is a man out there who likes what you have to offer. But if you put your, you know, pressure on yourself to become, you know, like everyone else, that's not going to help you. You fall in the mix with everyone else.
Right, right, because I ain't Teyana Taylor and I ain't trying to be. I like my voluptuousness. perfectly fat.
I mean, Teyana Taylor is like, yeah, she just broke it in there. But I was like, oh, I want to die like Beyonce. Like, yeah, if you stop going out getting a bona fide box every two days, you'll be fine. There's ways to be fit. Keanu Taylor's like, what, 4'9", something like that? She's like tiny.
Yeah, she's little.
And she works out because she's an artist. That's her job, be fit.
It's what she's supposed to do.
So ladies, don't fret. Yeah, all right. If you want to be healthy, maybe push away from the table a little more. Oh, I'm wrong for saying that. I'm just being honest.
What? What'd you say?
I said push away from the table. That's all I'm saying. That is it. Now, I'm glad we talked about these first. One of the main things I want to talk about was like killing the stereotypes.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like big is beautiful. Like the beautiful woman. What else? So it's time for us to like just what is somebody outside talking to her?
I'm outside.
Are you playing with traffic or something?
Yeah.
Nah. But what other stereotypes? You was talking about the big is beautiful and all that. What else?
Big. I mean, I just like killing the stereotype, like the negative ones, like how, you know what I'm saying, the black people are lazy, and you know what I'm saying, how the black father is present in the home.
Can I jump start on that one? I mean, I've already been jump starting, just saying whatever the hell. Anyway, all right, killing stereotypes. Perfect. Here's the deal. I'm just giving a little backstory on what I do and how, like, when I saw that, I was like, oh, shit, this is perfect. With killing stereotypes, here's the deal. I work in a child care field, predominantly women. I work in a majority neighbor white school. I am young, black, with the dreads. So I am pretty much the complete opposite of what these kids are used to the point they didn't know what dreadlocks were when I started growing my hair out. Anyways, I've been there for 9 years, and every day I feel that my job is to make them change the way that they think about black people, whether it's – so when anyone comes after me, you know, like we've had black teachers come since I've you know, been there, and they've been accepting them, and they've been treating them like so just for the simple fact of how dedicated I am to, you know, wanting to prove those stereotypes wrong, especially like how Oof said with the black people are lazy. Like, that shit is, that's like one of the worst ones to me for the simple fact I don't see how you can prove a race as a whole is lazy. That's like to say a whole entire race is lazy when we are known as some of the hardest working people in any industry. And it got to a point where I felt that I just need to ignore that stereotype and just do my job. And sometimes people get so caught up in wanting to kill stereotypes that they forget what they're actually doing. Like, I was so focused on being not being a token black guy, I guess, the lazy, you know, I mean, you know, all the other mess that comes with being young and black, that I forgot that what I was actually there for, and I had to stop that shit. Like, I felt I did enough. So that was just a little personal for me. That's why I was just like, mostly because of where I work. It's like I don't even like count. I can count how many black kids are in that school, but anyways, same. So, sorry.
Free, what stereotypes do you want to, like, see gone? Or do you experience, like...
When... The stereotype that I have experienced is the angry black woman, the black girl with attitude, simply because I know how to assert myself with people. So since I know how to assert myself with people, they in turn want to label me as something because it makes them feel better, you know? Like, oh, she just has attitude. Like, right. How? Because I explain myself thoroughly to you? Is that why I have attitude? Okay.
Yeah, they want... They want you to be nice. They want you to be submissive. You understand?
Yeah.
Do you find it troubling, like hard to like try to dispel all these, dispel just that one specific stereotype?
Yes, because it's easy to throw around. It's easy to throw around, and it's easily accepted by society. You know what I mean? Like, especially when you're the only one of your kind in the atmosphere. You know what I mean? So whenever, like, so-and-so has a problem with you, it's okay for them to take it to the other group of people and be like, oh, she has attitude because I asked her this and she said this. Like, I get to know my bosses very well because I always get anonymous complaints. I get to know my bosses very well because of it. But it's also okay that everybody doesn't just fall for those stereotypes, because luckily my boss was an open-minded person and she allowed me to be able to bring my side instead of just automatically just judging me. You know what I mean? So... It depends on the atmosphere. It depends where you're at. Those stereotypes can get nasty.
Oh yeah, definitely. I feel like the one I really experience the most is they don't think like young black men are educated. And it's hilarious. Like when I go talk to people, and then I've experienced like this multiple times. I've talked to people like for like maybe 30 minutes. And I have people actually tell me like, I'm really surprised. Like, I'm shocked. I never thought you would have a type of conversation. Never thought it'd be that deep.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, why? And I asked them why. I was like, oh, because you know what I'm saying. We normally talk to. I normally encounter these people. You know what I'm saying. And I understand like you only once you get conditioned sometimes to only just think that you're going to encounter the type of people if you keep going through the same type of situation. Like, you keep going to a thug, like, damn, all these people talk this way. Like, and I had a discussion the other day, like, man, I think everybody, I don't care who they is, everybody's at least, like, 1% racist. Like, everybody's, like,
hey,
at least one, every race.
It was funny because, I don't know if y'all seen that, if y'all seen a YouTube clip where it was a black guy, he was freaking at a rally, and a white guy came up and was like, you're racist. And he's like, what do you call a person that loves biology? And they said, biologist. And they was like, what do you call a person that loves science? And they said, scientist. And they're like, so you're right. I love my race. I am a racist. Like, the way he flipped it was so slick. Like, and then it made sense, though, because I was like, hold on. That is definitely true, though.
It's correct grammar. It's just the context in which it's used and applied is totally separate from the actual definition. You know what I mean? You have pianists, violinists, you know what I mean? So it's like it's use and its application is two totally different things. another stereotype that I feel, I don't even know if it's like a, well, it is, it really is. It's like the ignorant stereotype, you know what I mean? Where, have you ever been in a situation where people are just kind of like having a discussion and then like something gets said nonchalantly, but because you're black, you know? Like I get people who don't really kind of like associate the whole chicken thing. You know what I mean? Like black people just love chicken, right? Like
I hate watermelon. So I try to I kill that stereotype daily.
I like watermelons, so I just, you know, like 4th of July came around and they had watermelon for everybody, but I didn't eat any because I didn't want to be the black person eating watermelon.
Wait, so you
like, no, I won't be the stereotype today. I won't.
Do you think it's hard? You guys think it's as hard as you try, like dispelling the stereotype that people work super, maybe more, like twice as hard as you do to kind of perpetuate the stereotypes?
Oh, you said what?
Like, you know,
yeah.
How, like, even though it's people like us to dispel those stereotypes, you think it's probably harder for us to do that because it's more people perpetuating those same stereotypes?
I do. Because I remember seeing a video of this. It was this black guy, and he had made this video talking about why black people need to get over slavery. And he was pretty much hitting pretty much all the little negative stereotypes about black people in this video, and then he's going to have the nerve to, like, stop midway through this video to take a bite of his Popeye's chicken, perpetuating.
He did what? He stopped and did what?
Took a bite of his Popeye's chicken. In the middle of his rant about how black people need to get over slavery, and if you want to go move back to Africa, then go ahead because they ain't got Section 8 and food stamps over there. So what you going to do? So, yes, I do believe that there are people out here who work to keep these stereotypes alive.
Oh, man.
Yes.
I'd say one example. That, like I said, like once again, I'm sorry, like I tried to do a lot of personal stuff. It's just getting experience out there so people can see why, you know, I think or, you know, do things the way I do. But like how you said, perpetuating with the whole, remember at one point the whole N-word was such a big deal as far as who
right.
can say it, who should say it, who shouldn't. So, like, as I said before, my job, I get very in tune with the families there. I go to football games and I'm, you know, all this other stuff, and then I'm at a football game, and I'm sitting with one of the families, white family, and these young black dudes just behind us, they was in high school. Yes, they were very young, but every other word was nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, nigga, nigga. Every other word was nigga. And, you know, one of my kids' aunt, she just looked at me, and I just looked at her, and all I could do was literally shake my head. And she's like, "Do you hear them?" And I was like, "Yeah." And I felt embarrassed. Me personally, I felt embarrassed because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it's like I'm sitting there, you know, like I said, trying to make people not look at me like all other young black people, or change the way they look at young black people. And then while I'm doing that, you right behind me, and every other word is nigga, nigga, nigga. And if a white person said it, or if that family I was with turned around and said, man, nigga, chill out, how could he really get mad? You just said it 20 times in 5 minutes.
I mean, but it's the culture, right? You know, like all their music is nigga, 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 nigga. Like, I can't. I don't even go out to the clubs no more because that's how bad the music is. Me, like, I'll just stay home.
The thing is, I'm not gonna front and act like I don't say it. I'm not gonna say like, I don't say nigga. Nobody should say that word should be. I'm not gonna sit here and pretend like I'm even do that. The music doesn't affect, but like, it's once again, it's knowing your surroundings and knowing who you're with and just thinking of how you're being looked at. And I think it's not even like trying to look different in front of people, but also you got some type of level of respect for yourself for what you're representing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just in general, just, I mean, it's hard to explain, but it's just like, come on, like, you can know where you're around, know who you're with, know your kid, like, you know, things like that, like.
Yeah. Carry yourself better, you know?
Overall, yeah. Like you said, overall, just carry yourself better, man.
Well, I need a...
So I know there's, like, a lot of negative stereotypes, but, like, are there any, like, positive ones?
Honestly, it would kind of be hard because it would still come off as negative. Say, for instance, all Asians are smart. There is nothing wrong with being smart. But that still will come off as negative to assume that since someone's Asian that they're automatically smart.
Uh-huh.
So it would be very hard for me to sit here and point out and say, I know a legit good stereotype. Because in the end, it's still going to seem like it's coming off as a negative, even though it may not be that way.
So, like, all black men have big dicks.
I mean, see, look, I didn't know we was going that far with it. Like, that one, like, all right. But it's still not.
You'll take that one? You'll take it?
I mean, you know, I'll take it, but it's also not. Like, I don't, all right, you fucked me up with that one. I give you that one. You stumped me on that one.
That's the rumor. That's the rumor. I don't know personally because I don't, you know. But...
And I guarantee there have been a few white, Mexican, Asian women that have been disappointed going by that stereotype.
What say it was? I come out as a come out the long song.
Yeah. Before I had many disappointed women, cause I know if I got a tutor and I got an Asian one just cause he Asian and I need help with math, but this nigga's good in history, I'm gonna be pissed.
Right, and he probably smoke weed.
I'm trying to think of a good stereotype. I got to get her back with that one.
Well, all right, actually, I got to need to change the subject, guys. Sorry that took me. I'm over here trying to be Uncle Daddy.
Okay.
I really want to talk about why do people cheat?
Oh, shit. I'm the kid in the back of the class waving his arm in the air.
Will you go first, sir?
Honestly, I can speak from a man's perspective. Men
okay.
don't know why they cheat.
Oh my goodness.
Men don't know, and it's gonna sound like such a bullshit excuse.
It really does.
But the thing is, and in the end, it's not one of those things people are like, oh, you didn't think you were a loser, you didn't think you would get caught. Men know the risk. They know the risk. But in the end, they're going to say, fuck it. That, in the end, if they're going to do it, they're going to say, fuck it and do it. They know, it's not like, you know, it's not like they don't know, like, oh, shit, my girl might find out. Oh, shit, she might leave me if she found out I did this. They know that. It's in the back of their head. But in the end, men can't give you a legit excuse of why they did it.
Can I tell you why?
Like that.
Can I tell you why?
Yeah.
Because you wanted to.
And once again, like, I don't know why, man, but I wanted to fuck her.
Exactly. People cheat because they wanted to. I don't care what excuses that you come up with. I don't care what your partner didn't do. I don't care. At the end of the day, it's a choice. And you chose to be a cheater. Period.
A cheater or cheating? Like, if you do it once.
And you did it once, you cheated, so you were a cheater. So.
All right. I think more a cheater nigga that just don't get to do a console. Like, fuck it, man.
If it happens, it happens. You know? You committed the offense. You're guilty of the crime. You are now a cheater.
All right, Judge.
And you, when all you could have just broke up with them. And then you just could have been an asshole. But no, you wanted to be a cheater. You chose to be a cheater.
I could be an asshole, but I'm better than that. I'm going to cheat on it.
Exactly. Exactly. That's how I break it down.
You know what? What'd you say?
That's just the way I break it down. That's what it is for me.
Why do women cheat? Free?
Huh?
Why do women cheat? Because I heard women cheat is more of an emotional thing, and most times women cheat, it's because they see themselves with that person that they cheat with.
Okay, look. The reason is still the same. The motivation may be different, but the reason.
What was the motivation? Shit.
9 times out of 10, the woman you're with, whoever she cheated on you with, she knows him. This wasn't something that happened sporadically, because that's usually what happens with men. Like, they go out with their boys and they hook up with some chick that night. You know what I mean? But when women do it, it usually happens with somebody she knows. Someone who's been chasing her, someone who's been playing the friend zone with her. You know what I mean? And opportunity happens.
Can I get a blue game? Corey Holcomb, the way Corey Holcomb broke it down, it made so much sense. He said women cheat with someone that they could potentially leave you for. And men.
Not always the case.
So hold on. So you. It says, wait, man. So you don't think it's like that? When women are, when it comes to sex, women are already emotionally attached?
Oh, most women aren't having sex with somebody unless they feel some type of way about them. That's us. That's how we're wired. You know what I mean? Women, the women creatures, that's how we're wired. We're wired emotionally. So
why are there prostitutes?
Why is what?
Why are there prostitutes?
I still can't hear that last word you're saying.
They said, why are there prostitutes?
Why?
Because
money makes the pussy go, whoop, whoop. That's why, but.
Yeah, I just killed your whole argument.
Who?
I just killed that whole argument.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I wanted to do, but throw a wrench in what worked. That killed that whole argument.
Yeah.
Okay, kill it.
When women cheat, it's usually with somebody they know and somebody they feel some type of way with. However,
Or if they got some bread.
That's what I was going to say. Or he is beneficial to her situation in some type of way. Usually financially.
Hold on. Time out. Do you think women cheating is more of a financial thing than emotional?
No, I said or they are beneficial
all right, that's one
to
of the
situation.
All right, cool.
Usually financially. Or you wonder how that seat got fixed so quick. You called the plumber already? Yeah, I did. I called the plumber.
Alright, if I get cheated on by a damn plumber, we're going to have some serious problems in that household. Because that means I did something really fucked up. She cheated on me with a plumber. But enough said. Karen, ooch. Hello? Hello?
Don't say hello. I'm here.
Huh? Oh, I couldn't hear. I don't know what the hell happened.
I'm here. My bad. We had a little technical difficulty.
You ain't give your thoughts, though.
About why people cheat?
Yeah.
I think men cheat because it's a momentary lapse in judgment.
Yeah, they want to.
But they really, like, if they were, men cheat because, like, momentary lapse in judgment. I mean, you a man, you know. You don't set out to cheat, but maybe, like, some factors. You get some alcohol, maybe some drugs, right, circumstances, and maybe it happens. Like, it probably happens 1 time out of 10. Women listen to me, probably don't believe that, but that's the truth. Would you think am I making this up, bro?
Nah. I think women's team has a lot more thought into it.
Would you tend to agree?
Yeah. Because, like, to me, I've seen some men, not me personally, that have gone out of their way to cheat. And I see some, like you said, it's a moment, it's something that happens at the spur of the moment type of deal. Like, maybe one of those situations where, like how she said, the friend zone, that girl you had your eye on for years, one day she's like, you know what, I think I'm trying to, most niggas don't be like, fuck, this is the only moment I got to hit this. Like, I got to strike now.
Right, and women, I'm telling you one thing. When men cheat, they don't look to sleep with that woman, to be with that woman. Because the first thing they're like, man, I'm fighting doing another woman's shit. Here I do with your shit on a regular, everyday basis. They ain't about to pick up nobody else's shit.
I hate the women I cheat on you with.
Right. I don't want to be around it. I don't want to be around her ass at all. Not in the least bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, not at all. You know what I'm saying? Welcome back free.
Thank you. Having some technical difficulties.
No problem at all. I'm over here. This is why y'all see me a little absent, man. I'm over here. They got me babysitting and all this. I'm like, man, look, man. So I had to pop in and out, so I had to give me a little break.
It's Friday.
But yeah. All right, so now I want to talk about this last topic. I know we're running out of time. We got 10 minutes left, so I want to talk about. I was talking the other day with people at work, and then talk about sex education. And I was asking, and I was just really wondering, like, when is the best time to talk to your kid or like a niece or nephew about like sex? Like, when is the best time to have a sex talk? Especially nowadays, like when everything's so available, like the internet's so easily accessible. Like, when is the best time to like, sit your kid down and prepare them for, you know what I'm saying? They might have a conversation and, like, overhear a conversation with somebody else. Like, do you wait to have a class, or do you take them aside and, like, man, we got to go ahead and school them before somebody else tells them some wrong shit?
12.
You said 12?
Yeah. It may sound like a random age, but even 11 wouldn't. The thing is, even 11 wouldn't be too young for the simple fact that a lot of parents are stressing to prevent their children from having sex, as opposed to teaching them to be smart about sex. Like there are some dads who really think that their daughter is going to be saving herself to a marriage, not knowing she's in the middle school doing her thing. Like, and the thing is, it's getting worse, actually. Like, I hear stories of not just sex, but, like, drugs, same thing. It's, like, kind of hand-in-hand where you have to have that talk earlier than you would expect. Now, most people be like, oh, 14, 15, when they're teenagers, high school and all that, not knowing. Like, damn, Dad, you telling me this shit? I just had Keisha in the hallway back in eighth grade, in third period. Like, that shit is happening.
Right. Right.
Free, what do you think?
I
rapid fire, you know, so I gotta make it go quick.
I think it's important to start like probing when they're like 10. You know what I mean? Like my baby right now, she is 6. And she is singing the little melody of, you know, so and so sitting in between K I S S I N G.
Right.
Well, what you know about kissing? What you know about that? What do you think about that? You know what I mean? So I think about 10 for me, like I want to start asking my children, like, what are their thoughts? Like, what do you know? Because you just don't know what these other kids are bringing around your child when they're not around you. You know
exactly.
What I mean? And once you know, I'm just it's about 10 for me. I want to start asking them questions and seeing if it is time to have the sex conversation, because these kids are wild. These kids are wild.
I believe as soon as a kid is using like a tablet or any type of device to access the internet. Like, whatever it is that may be, I think it's time to at least touch on the subject, because you never know. Like, the slightest word you put in a search engine can lead you to somewhere you never thought you were going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And you want them just to see shit and be like, and you just not talk about it, you know what I'm saying? Because then they get more, the shit you don't talk about and they bring up, they get more curious about. Ain't enough for them to put that shit in the search engine if they know how to spell. Oh, hell, you don't even have to know how to spell that good before Google suggests what you really wanted to search.
Oh yeah,
so I just figure like, you know what I'm saying?
Like,
so
whoa.
Like at least like when it's testing, like, look, there's stuff on the internet you might understand. Anything you come in contact with about man, whatever, come talk to me. You know what I'm saying? Keep that open dialogue. I think it's very important. Don't shut your kids out. Don't shut any kid out, because you don't want them learning from nobody else.
Also,
reach out to you for a
reason. Also, I think it's important that it's with this generation coming up now, that because they're pushing for these unisex bathrooms in school.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say something about.
Kindergartners are sharing bathrooms with the boys and the girls. So it's like, damn, like my baby is only 5 and she's having questions because this boy has different parts than her.
Right, that's what I said. Well, I think it's important, like when it comes up, to at least touch on it, like, all right, this is that, this is this. You don't have to, when kids are young, you really don't understand. So what you say, you just say what you need to say, and you can expand on it later. You don't need to say this and that. Right. If your kids are in, like, SAC or any type of environment where they're with kids of, like, in other age groups, you definitely might want to talk about it, at least a little bit.
Yeah, because you'll be surprised what some kids will have your kid doing. You know, I've heard some stories.
Right. I'm just saying, man. Watch your kids. Watch your kids. And I won't cut you guys off. I know you guys want to talk about it more. But this is part of the show. We got to slow down, come to an end. Puka, I appreciate you for holding it down for me a little bit while I was over here playing Uncle Daddy. You know, so you're welcome anytime. You want to come join and hang out with us every Friday. Free, I appreciate you for putting up with my bullshit.
Well, I need to get an introduction this week. Now, think about it. I just got on and started talking shit. All right.
You did get an induction, but anyway, I can thank everybody who's listening. I want to thank the Two Sides family and Blog Talk. Tune in every week. Every Wednesday, we have a Skybox with Chills of the Champ. Every Thursday, you got Mic Check. Sorry, guys. Every Friday, you got His and Hers with Me and Free. Guys, enjoy your night. Any last words, you guys?
No, thank y'all for having me. That's it.
Free?
Don't fall to the pressure.
All right, deuces.
Good night.
Later.
Cash money records taking over for the 99 in the 2000s.
Dirty working with smash hand, the bad hand, make a nigga spend his cash hand. His last hand holds fire with your past hand. They mad dad, you can ride in the tag hand. With that hand, you can smoke up by your bag hand. A grass hand, got money, I can fast hand. And trash hand, I'm a big time a nigga, yeah. Pull the trigger, yeah. A player, hit a flipper, yeah. Great filler, yeah. I'm just playing bull, yeah. Out the hood, yeah. Let it be understood, yeah. It's all good, yeah. Got a nigga swimming long, yeah. On the hard, yeah. A smooth, yeah.
Girl, you look good, won't you back that ass up? You's a fine motherfucker, won't you back that ass up? want you back that ass up. Come and pit daddy when you back that ass up. Oh, who is it playing with? Wobble dee wobble dee drop it like it's hot. Yeah.